Clash and Tony Fenton's Sure Shot last week. The Right Kind of Love. And speaking of Tony Fenton, Tony's gone off on the old holidays. And I'll be there instead of Tony in the morning between 6 and 9. Do join me then for breakfast if you can. If not, have yourselves a nice week. Thanks for joining me this morning. Congratulations to our competition winners. And John Lewis is next. Sunshine Radio with the 12 o'clock news.
Good afternoon. In the Middle East, the American Special Envoy, Philip Habib, has already begun his talks in Jerusalem with Israeli Prime Minister Mr. Begin. The talks, aimed at finding a settlement to the Lebanese crisis, will continue this afternoon. The Israelis have approved most aspects of the plan to evacuate PLO members from West Beirut, but they still require a full list of the guerrillas and of their destinations in Arab countries. It has also been stated that a multinational force can only be deployed in Beirut after most of the PLO men have left the city. During the night, there were isolated exchanges of fire between the two sides, and a car bomb exploded in the eastern sector of the city, killing 9 people, including 3 Israeli soldiers. A number of youths were arrested after rioting in Lurgan, County Armagh, early this morning. The RUC reports that about 500 attacked a textile factory shortly after midnight, and that when the police arrived, petrol bombs were thrown at them. They retaliated with plastic bullets, and one youth was struck. Several policemen were also injured, and a shop was later set on fire. Federal investigators in the United States say that the explosion which killed a 16-year-old Japanese youth on board a Pan American jet on Wednesday was not an accident. It was caused by a device placed under the cushion of his seat, and they think it may have contained dynamite or nitroglycerin. The explosion also injured 16 other people, but the pilot managed to land the plane safely. 19 people were killed when a military aircraft crashed near Managua in Nicaragua. Those killed included the country's vice minister for Atlantic Coast Development. The plane crashed 30 seconds after taking off from Managua's international airport. One person survived the crash, but was said to be in a serious condition. 22 school teachers have been arrested in El Salvador. They are accused of organizing left-wing guerrillas. One of the teachers arrested is the wife of the Undersecretary for Education. A police spokesman said that many of them could be tried in a military court because they had committed what he described as crimes of anti-government propaganda. The military government of Guatemala claims to have foiled a plot to overthrow the president. The interior minister has said that 8 leaders of a right-wing group have been arrested, and a warrant of arrest has been issued for a man who was a candidate for vice president 6 months ago. In India, 7 people were killed and 16 injured when a bomb went off in the city of Assam. More than 300 people have died in Assam during the last 3 years in violence directed against illegal immigrants from Bangladesh. English police say that Patricia Ford, girlfriend of escaped Broadmoor killer Alan Reeve, may be deported from Holland. Dutch police have questioned her about shoplifting incidents and a shooting and robbery involving her boyfriend. Apparently, she may have to leave the Netherlands because her passport has expired. According to a poll conducted by America's CBS television, President Reagan's popularity has fallen sharply since last year. Only 37% of Americans were satisfied with Mr. Reagan's performance as president, compared with 63% of a similar poll last year. On the economic front, people were found to be even less happy. Only 28% of those asked thought his economic policies were good. Finally, Soviet police are reported to have smashed a smuggling ring responsible for stealing gold from mines in the east of the country and for selling it in Moscow and other cities. The gang was said to have been led by 2 prospectors from Georgia, and all members of it have been given heavy prison sentences. This is David Orr, news again at 1 o'clock.
Sunshine Radio, John Lewis.
really want me to tell you what that song is, do you? Oh, good. Welcome to the programme. It's John Lewis here until 3 o'clock this afternoon. Very, very many thanks going out to David Lyons for the last 3 hours. I hope you're going to stay with us until 3 o'clock. Lots of nice music and also one or two competitions on the programme today.
Look around me. I can see my life before me. Running rings around the way it used to be. I am older now. I have more than what I wanted. But I wish that I had started long before I did. And there's so much time to make up everywhere you turn.
Talk to you. satisfied with your position and your pay.
I love the way he sings. It's absolutely tremendous. And that song called Positively 4th Street. And before that, the Ancient Hippies themselves, Crosby, Stills and Nash, with their current hit single. That was called Wasted on the Way. We played that song especially for you, Nana. I believe that's right. Anyway, you, Nana. Also, Sister Celia, Patricia, and anybody who knows Paula. Hello to all of you. Hope very much you're enjoying the program so far. And we'll also say hello, actually, to Barry and Roof over in Blackpool. Some music for you coming up between 2 and 3, anyway.
The Sands Hotel.
It's a world of play.
One of Dublin's most luxuriously appointed hotels, overlooking famous Portmarnock Bay. The Sands can do almost anything you want it to. It's a world of places. There's facilities for conferences, functions, weddings and meetings. And the Sands staff are only too willing to help you with the planning and organisation of your function. Relax and enjoy the superb cuisine of Le Petit Oasis, the Sands' new restaurant, already highly acclaimed. And the Sands Hotel is the home of Tamango, the most exclusive nightclub in Ireland. The Sands Hotel, with its warm, friendly bar, modern function rooms, exclusive nightclub and restaurant. The Sands Hotel, Portmarnock.
It's a world of places in one place.
In this week's Sunday World, Marilyn Monroe, 20 years after the Hollywood sex symbol's tragic and mysterious death, her friend actor Peter Lawford says, "I'm sure I could have saved her." The Lebanese War. Read the hitherto unrevealed secrets about Russian bases in the Lebanon and see Tom McElroy's pictures of the tragedy of war. Lead fumes. The lethal fumes that are choking Ireland's capital city to death. More startling facts. These stories and much, much more in your wonderful Sunday World.
Friends, I gave you my heart, the story ends. No happy ever after, now we're friends. Wish upon a star if that might help.
The stars collide, you decide.
Wish upon a star if that might help. What's it like? My heart.
Power's might help you now, but skip the heart.
friend of mine, actually, in Dunleary the other day, and he said that all of ABC's material sounds the same. I tend to agree with him, actually, but that's a great song, that one. A brand new one, and also a track from their latest album, and that's called All of My Heart. 20 minutes after 12, hope very much you're having a lovely Sunday afternoon so far. The weather's not too good, but the music's excellent here on 101 and 539.
After all the talk, then they wired him, and he took tapes, you caught the mug who did the forgery and the babe in charge of larceny. So the FBI, they rewarded him because they like a guy who will stab a friend.
Fleetwood Mac, firstly, Hold Me, and then Kid Creole and the Coconuts, number three in the Sunshine Survey this week. With that song, it was called Stool Pigeon. Play that one especially for Karen in Bray this morning. Hello! Now then, did you have a nice time last night? It was good, wasn't it, Saturday evening? Goodness me, yes. I met some lovely people, actually, and all they kept saying to me was, which made for quite a fun morning. Anyway, for all the people I had the pleasure of meeting last night, I played this song. It's from John Lennon. Great memories from 1980. And this is called Woman.
Woman, I can hardly express my mixed emotions at my thoughtlessness. After all, I'm forever in your debt. And woman, I will try to express my inner feelings and thankfulness for showing me the meaning of success.
radio.
It's action-packed excitement all the way this Sunday at Mondello Park, Nice. 4 hours of top motor racing thrills and spills in production, saloon, and single-seat Formula Ford classes. Feel the excitement as drivers and cars are pushed to the very limit on the grueling 1.24-mile circuit. Great day out for all the family at Mondello Park near Nice. Racing starts this Sunday at 2 o'clock.
Small, you'd wonder how they could be so absorbent, but they are. And in 5 years, I've never been let down, not even once.
Everyone should have one.
If you won £20,000 in the Shamrock Sweep, what would you do? But you'll have to have a ticket to find out. Get your ticket before August 17th.
Everyone should have a sweeps ticket. Go out, get a ticket to the Sunshine Radio.
And then it's going to stay cloudy for the time being, with patches of light rain or even drizzle. It was supposed to become drier and brighter later on. A maximum temperature this afternoon reaching 20 degrees Celsius, and the further outlook is for unsettled weather to continue during the week.
John Lewis.
I'm a true-born Jamaican, yes, I'm a radical, and I'm miles away from home. I'm a radical, I'm a true-born Jamaican, yes, I'm a radical, and I'm miles away from home. Babylon system, get I down. I won't be well when they lock I in a cell. Babylon system, get us down. Oh, what the hell when the rice won't sell? I'm a radical, and I'm a royal African man. I'm a radical, and I'm miles away from home.
Hey, man, that song reminds me of gardening, you know. I really dig it. Oh, come on, Dong. It is a Sunday morning after all. God, dear. Morning, Cormac. Morning, quick.
Morning, Johnny. Sorry. Yes.
How are you, right?
Not too bad at all.
I must say, look, you trimmed your beard.
Trimmed a bit just slightly, yeah.
It's still sort of going all over the place, but it's,
shush,
going places.
They started singing.
Shush.
Thank you.
I love a sing song, especially this time of the day. It's really refreshing. Don't stop till you get enough. Shush, ha-ha. This is a family program. Goodness me. None of that here. That was from 1979, Michael Jackson. Don't stop till you get enough, from the album Off the Wall. Sunday dinner coming on then. What have you got? Oh, I see you've got a joint of beef.
Yes.
I like a nice bit of beef for my dinner. I like some leg as well. Nice pork leg, I think. Yes, that's what I'll have today. With some roast potatoes and one or two green peas as well. That's definitely what I'm going to have. Know what makes me really mad? It's Marvin with his Brillo pad.
I'm just a robot and I know my place. A metal servant to the human race. I work my can off trying to satisfy. I know they'll disconnect me by and by. Chip on my shoulder made of silicone. My printed circuits like a lexicon. million logic functions, maybe more. They make me pick the paper off the floor. Know what really makes me mad? They clean me with a Brillo pad. A car wash wouldn't be so bad. Life, don't talk to me about life. Expectorate. My moving parts are in a solid state. I want to rust in peace, switch off and lie in that great junkyard in the sky. Solitary solenoid, terminally paranoid, Marvin. Nothing left to be enjoyed, every diode, rheumatoid, Marvin. Outer alloy, inner void, Marvin. Happiness has been destroyed.
Oh, come on, Marvin, don't cry. You go rusty. Marvin, the paranoid android. And that's his signature tune. I think, actually, we might flip that song over and play it on the Night Owl Prowl this morning. It's called Metal Man, actually, which is quite good. So if you're going to be around about 2 o'clock on the Night Owl Prowl, we'll play the other side of that song.
Stephen James Menswear. Great genuine end-of-summer sale. Complete ranges of suits from our international collections, Vestra, Baumler, and Steigen, all at the low price of $69.95. Slacks, all to clear at $14.95. Great ranges of top-branded shirts from $6.95. Casual jackets, all $15.95. Cords, Wrangler, Levi, Lee Cooper, $12.95. And many more great reductions in the Stephen James Menswear end of summer sale. Call to our branches at Swords Shopping Centre, Finglas Town Centre, and our Southside branch at Tesco Shopping Centre, Ballybrack. Stephen James, simply great for menswear.
If you have a vacancy in your shared house or flat and would like to fill it fast, join me, Tom Hardy, for the Sunshine Radio Flat Share every Wednesday night between 7.30 and 8.30. Call in your vacancy on 460-400 and I'll announce it absolutely free. The Sunshine Flat Share, Wednesday evenings on Sunshine Radio. Call me on 460-400.
Hey, drink it everywhere, man. Whatever you've been doing, man, up in the air or out of water, tenants of lager, they all order, they drink it everywhere.
Now, here, there, and everywhere, Dublin pint drinkers are enjoying the traditionally famous lager called Tennent's in Town. It's a great new deal for pint drinkers. A quality draft lager that costs no more than ales or stouts and a lot less than other lagers. Look for the big T on tap and try it. It makes a welcome and enjoyable change.
Kjolagas crack care ready on a grenya. On Tanyavas.
Jealousy, it shouldn't be leaving me alone. Tell me,
Mike Shawshop for this week, and what a great song. A little bit of the old wooden guitar music there for this Sunday afternoon. Status Quo with their latest single, and that's called Jealousy. Hope very much to see that one racing its way up the Sunshine Survey before very long. Now then, we're going to say hello to Maeve Kelly, who lives in Glenageary. Hello, Maeve. How are you today then? Must say you're looking fine, peeping here through your radio. Oh, yes, we can see you. You want to hear Fame. Okay, then we'll play that one for you a little bit later on. And also, happy 10th birthday to Sharon Byrne in Ballymun. Hello, Sharon, and happy birthday to you. And that's with lots of love from Mum and Dad. We've got the news coming up next, and from my Sure Shot this week to my Sure Shot last week, a brand new one from Santana. With their current hit single, and that was called Hold On. This is Sunshine Radio with the 1 o'clock news.
Good afternoon. In the Middle East, the American Special Envoy, Philip Habib, has had a two-hour meeting in Jerusalem with Israeli Prime Minister Mr. Begin. The talks aimed at finding a settlement to the Lebanese crisis will continue this afternoon. The Israelis have approved most aspects of the plan to evacuate PLO members from West Beirut, but they still require a full list of the guerrillas and of their destinations in Arab countries. It has also been stated that a multinational force can only be deployed in Beirut after most of the PLO men have left the city. So far, the latest ceasefire is reported to be holding, though there were isolated incidents of shooting during the night in the airport area. Federal investigators in the United States say that the explosion which killed a 16-year-old Japanese youth on board a Pan-American jet on Wednesday was not an accident. It was caused by a device placed under the cushion of his seat, and they think it may have contained dynamite or nitroglycerin. The explosion also injured 16 other people, but the pilot managed to land the plane safely. 19 people were killed when a military aircraft crashed near Managua in Nicaragua. Those killed included the country's Vice Minister for Atlantic Coast Development. The plane crashed 30 seconds after taking off from Managua's international airport. One person survived the crash, but was said to be in a serious condition. A number of youths were arrested after rioting in Lurgan County, Armagh, early this morning. The RUC reports that about 500 attacked a textile factory shortly after midnight, and that when the police arrived, petrol bombs were thrown at them. They retaliated with plastic bullets, and one youth was struck. Several policemen were also injured, and a shop was later set on fire. Finally, according to a report in the Washington Post, Argentina planned its invasion of the Falklands more than 2 months before the Argentine flag was raised on South Georgia. The report says the junta decided in September to get the islands through diplomacy or force. An invasion was decided upon in January. It says the invasion decision was taken because the junta thought the U.S. would stand by it as an ally. This is David Orr. News again at 2 o'clock.
Sunshine Radio, John Lewis. Took my annual vacation, improved my foreign relations. I got an education. Love.
good to see Cliff Richard still going strong after all these years. That's his current hit single, number 16 in the Sunshine Survey this week, and that was called The Only Way Out. And it's also good to see Johnny Logan with another hit single, and the song was called Oriental Eyes, a song put together by Paul Davis. Coming up to 10 minutes past one, hello and welcome to the programme, the day owl pro, he said the night owl pro actually. It's John Lewis until 3 o'clock, and we say afternoon to Billy Paul. Hello, Billy.
And let me, oh child, let those beautiful people in. Someone's knocking at the door, somebody's ringing the bell. Someone's knocking at the door, someone's laying on the bell. Do me a favor, open the door. Let them in, oh child, let the soulful people in. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal and endowed by the Creator with certain inalienable rights. When these rights are destroyed over long periods of time, it is your duty to destroy or abolish that government. Only will. Then we're gonna sit in my den.
But America is in a unique position. She's the only country in history in a position actually to become involved in a bloodless revolution. The only way we're gonna solve it, we gotta unite. Somebody's ringing the door. Somebody's ringing the bell and kicking hard. Do me a favor, open the door. Let the folks in, let the folks in, let the folks in, let the folks in. Let them go in one at a time.
Brotherhood of Man is definitely a reality. Been singing hit singles for the last 10 years or so. And that song was by Billy Paul. And that was called Letter Me, in his version of that song. Now then, do you like uniforms? You do? Instead of Pete Townsend. This is a track from his latest album.
It don't matter, you don't matter, neither does this man this letter. It don't matter where you're from, what matters is your uniform. Wear your braces round your seat, Dr. Martin's on your feet. Keep your bonnet very neat, for credibility on street. We are marching men.
Absolutely amazing. I wonder who dreamt it up. It's called, believe it or not, All the Best Cowboys Have Chinese Eyes. And it's the latest album by Pete Townsend.
Lord John, where medieval times and the future meet in one electric atmosphere.
Girls, all the nights you've ever dreamt about.
And guys, don't forget, these gals are looking for you.
Lord John, surround yourself with the latest music, the best company and greatest lighting. Wine and dine and enjoy the excitement till late.
Lord John, the discotheque in Dublin. Lord John, for the night of your life.
Lord John, Sackville Place, Dublin 1. Put some life into your night.
Be there.
Grand opening. Bargains galore like never before for the month of August. Plenty of free parking space so you can shop at ease. Bargains, bargains, bargains. Mirrors, $6.95. Solid oak coffee tables, only $18.95. Pine bench set, £65. Dining room suites from £99. Jade Interiors, Willie Nolan Road, Beldoyle.
They drink it everywhere, man. Whatever you've been doing, man. Up in the air or out of water. Tennis or lager, they all order. They drink it everywhere.
Now, here, there, and everywhere. Dublin pint drinkers are enjoying the traditionally famous lager called Tannins in Town. It's a great new deal for pint drinkers. A quality draft lager that costs no more than ales or stouts and a lot less than other lagers. Look for the big T on tap and try it. It makes a welcome and enjoyable change.
Here, there, Tannins lagers everywhere.
Sunshine Radio.
Sunshine Survey, I think. Survey, yes. Work Teeth. That's Come On Eileen, and that's by, of course, Dexy's Midnight Runners. I think that's about the third week that's been number one. Very, very good selling record, that, anyway. Now then, we're going to say hello to Terry, who's an engineer in Fry's Cadbury, Fry Cadbury's Limited. And we're also going to say hello to all the Fry Cadbury's people listening today, and also say hello to Caroline. Hello, Caroline. Guess what? In about an hour's time, we'll be playing your record. And that's from our good friend Mike Hovest, who's as fresh today as he's always been.
I love it, I love it. He probably won't, though. Oh, toasted Marmite sandwiches to come.
Courtesy of Mike Hovis.
Sometimes I feel I've got to run away. I've got to get away from the pain you drive into the heart of me. The love we share seems to go nowhere. And I've lost my light, for I toss and turn, I can't sleep at night. Once I ran to you, now I run from you.
Featured on the Night Owl Pro last week, brought quite a lot of response. Very good album. Latest one from Joe Jackson, Night and Day, and that track called Stepping Out.
Elvis on Sunshine, a special program this Sunday night at 9 o'clock.
Sunshine Radio.
It's 1:30, and let's take a look at what it's going to do. It's going to remain cloudy for the remainder of the day, although we can expect one or two bright or sunny spells in some areas. Light to moderate and variable winds, and the temperature this afternoon should be around 20 degrees Celsius. The further outlook is for unsettled weather to continue during the week, and the current temperature is 18 degrees Celsius.
John Lewis.